The count is always at the end of January. The colder it is, the more likely it is that people who usually stay on the street will be in a shelter and be counted, which makes the final number more accurate. But Kathleen Shanahan with Montgomery County Housing and Homeless Solutions says there are always a few people who stay out in abandoned houses or hidden camps.
I remember one winter when it was about this cold. It was just a couple of degrees. It was super windy. And there was a woman who I found out later was like in her 60s. She wasn't even a young woman and was so wrapped up in plastic, you know, to try to keep the wind off. It was just like this huge cocoon.
She says people who sleep out may have mental health or drug problems, or they might not feel safe around a lot of people.
When the weather is this cold, if you're going to still find somebody outside, it is primarily there's got to be something else going on that someone's not coming in to shelter in the community.
And she says most people become homeless not because of substance abuse or mental health, but because of poverty, and most find a way to be inside. In 2012, more than 4,000 people in the Dayton area spent at least one night in a shelter. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.